very obtuse remarks about soft soap and things of that character here a moment ago. However, I know he didn't mean it. He'll be in, I know, bright and early tomorrow morning and apologize if he doesn't before the evening is over. I'm getting no response at the moment from Mr. Lockhart. Seriously, I should like to say to all of you, I understand that our combined staff in both towns, in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids, are listening in the studios. I should like to say that words fail me when I contemplate the grand job that all of you have done in putting together another radio station during these wartime conditions. Needless to say, it's been very much of a headache for all of us, but you, the members of the staff, get all the credit and all the glory for putting in WJEF. I've been keenly aware of the very serious problems from time to time and have attempted to work them out by remote control and via the telephone. But nevertheless, I know that you could have been helped from time to time if I had been a little bit more available, at least on occasion. So I do want to mention Carl Lee as having done probably one of the outstanding jobs in the history of our company. He's had to battle a situation that's been hard and difficult through all this construction period. And, Carl, I think you have justly earned the Brown Derby, and I certainly shall see that you get one when I get back to Grand Rapids. The rest of you have gone to work, gone to bat in putting the station together, and when I get back to Kalamazoo, we'll have to have a little party and reminisce over all the things that have happened during the course of the construction period. I wish you well with the operation of the station this week. I know you're all under stress and strain in putting the operation on the air. I received today the program schedule, and it's very replete with the Columbia programs from beginning to end. And for boys and girls who are operating a local station, I know that's a help. It certainly beats running records and transcription soap operas, etc. We here in Washington are receiving some reactions. I have five or six gentlemen here from the Office of Censorship. I'm going to mention their names again because many of you, I'm sure, weren't on the line prior to the broadcast. I mentioned them then, but I know now that you are assembled. We have here with us tonight from the Office of Censorship, Colonel Brennan and Lieutenant Coop, Edward Bronson, Mr. Jack Lockhart, and Colonel Shaw, all from the Office of Censorship. Over in the other corner is Mr. Passman of the Columbia Station here in Washington, WTOP. I spoke to you from a very commodious little studio here in Washington tonight. Just about the size of our new news studio there at WJEF. Immediately in front of the long tables here, having two microphones over them, we have a large double or triple plate glass window and through which I can see into the control room, and here we have a very nice control setup, something that Carl Lee, I know, would lick his chops if he had a chance to see it. Well, I don't know that there is more that I can say, except, as I said earlier, I don't like that tie that John O'Hara has on, and I wish he would go home and change it. And also, I hope that you will follow standards of practice, which we have. I don't want you to fraternize tonight. I don't want any of you to go out and celebrate or get in a salubrious mood. And I'm very sure there'll be no cocktails served anywhere along the line, and we'll try to reserve a lot of that until I get back, and then we really will blow off the lid. Thank you all, boys and girls, for a good time.